Malos thought, "Ah, I'm running for that man. I must stop the execution. Hurry up, Malos. Don't be late. Now is the time to show the king my love and sincerity." Malos did not care how he looked. At that point, he was almost naked. He could hardly breathe. He spat some blood a few times. He could see the Tower of Syracuse far away. It was shining in the setting sun. "Mr. Malos," a voice came on the wind. It reached Malos like a groan. "Who are you?" Malos asked, running on. "I'm Philostratus. I'm a pupil of Mr. Selinuntius." A young stone mason cried as he was running after Malos. "Now there is no hope to save him. It's too late. Stop running. You won't be able to save him," he said. "No, the sun hasn't set yet." Malos's heart almost burst. "Now my master is ready to die on the cross. You are too late. You should have arrived here a little earlier," the stonemason said. "No, the sun hasn't set yet." Malos was looking at the large setting sun. He had no choice but to keep running.